Okay, this is one of those moments where I'm gonna regret my decision. I got the computer trying to print something right now, so if you hear a printer noise in a minute, that's what that is. Also, for whatever reason, my computer is running really fucking slow and shitty. And I know in my heart of hearts, I know I should reboot the computer so as to not fuck up the recording. But I need to get this done, because I got a lot going on today, and I gotta get fucking moving. It's 10:30, and I gotta start working. Well, I gotta start being employed. I'm not gonna do any work at 1500. So I got a lot of shit to accomplish between now and then, like eating, boozing, packing. By the time you guys hear this, I'll be back, but the weekend that just went past, I will have been out of town living in a hotel room doing lighting for a concert. So I got all that to get ready for, and I still got work to do because, of course, I'm surrounded by stupid people. And they slow me down, because that's the story of my life, they slow me down. And I don't know what you people are applauding for. Why are you applauding stupid people, okay? Stupid people should be shot with cruise missiles. Cruise missiles launched from the weapons platform, that is, this podcast. I don't know where I was going there. I got confused for a minute. I was making shit up. It happens. Anyway, greetings. I'm mostly awake. Can't talk though. We're gonna be low key today. Got a few things I want to throw out. I'm not expecting to have any screaming and yelling and ranting, but we'll see how it goes. One never knows. Let me start this off with this. Let me do a public service announcement. Because people come to me and they say, great one. Yeah, how the hell is Ancapidice going to work? How is Ancapidice going to function without a government to enforce standards and make people be nice to each other and all this other stuff? Where do I start this story? Here's where I start this story. Let me start the story with the story. Over on the Twitterverse, which I'm looking at right now, and shit is rolling. Oh, by the... I see Roosh's book, Game. He got it on Amazon.com again. And then it got banned again. And here's the thing. I don't know if he did any of this deliberately, but this is the greatest marketing thing ever. It's like when I saw... I bought a copy of Roosh, a Dead Tree copy of Roosh. Of Game by Roosh. I ordered the copy, and then like the next day is when he sent out this thing saying, oh, my book's been banned again. So I was wondering, oh, am I going to get the book or am I not going to get the book? Apparently I'm going to get the book because I got a notification from Amazon. Ah, here comes the printer. So speaking of stupid people, when you create a PDF file, if you flatten it, I don't have to wait 5 minutes for it to spool to my printer. And then what's really infuriating is that sometimes, because this person doesn't flatten the PDF files, when you print the PDF file, it won't print everything that's on the graphic. Okay, we finally got that. Hold on, I need to close some stuff here so that hopefully the computer doesn't blow up while I'm recording. Now I got sidetracked. What was I talking? I wasn't talking about Twitterverse. Roosh, Game. So apparently I am going to get a Dead Tree copy of Game after all. But if Roosh didn't plan all of this, it is great marketing, because it's like, oh, as soon as I saw it was available in Dead Tree version again, I ran out and bought it. Hang on, I need to turn the printer off. Fucking technology. Oh, shit. Hold on. I think Audacity is crashing. No? Maybe? What are you doing? Make up your mind. Go one way or the other. Okay, are you happy? Are you not gonna crash? Are we gonna fucking function? Normally this doesn't happen. I don't know what the fuck is up today that the computer is acting so stupid. I never have these problems. I am still on Windows 7. I've been binging on TJ Martinell. Just listened to 21 episodes of TJ's podcast, including his series on James Bond. We'll talk about that in a minute as soon as I get to the thing I wanted to talk about first, which I'm not talking about first. One of the many places where I agree with TJ is on the whole technology thing, the way it's all become so fucking overly complex and just, you know, you buy a computer and it's already outdated and all this other stuff. He and I are completely on board with each other on that one. All right, I think it's straightened out. Let me get my ass over here and do this. Here's what I want to talk about. Twitterverse. Who started this? Oh, Aaron Cleary started this. Aaron sent me a tweet. He sent it to myself and TJ Martinell. And he said, how much more wrong could the great one be wrong about dogs, cats, and movies? Like 5,000 times percent, 7,000 times percent. And then this is all public. If you care, you can go look at the Twitterverse and you can see it. We're having our discussion. And one of my followers, whom I've communicated with here and there, Sambo and Son, otherwise known as @KingGoyam, he jumped in at this point with a comment and he said, but what does the great one think about niggers and their offspring? And I looked at this and I died a little bit inside. Because here is how ANCAP of DICE works. ANCAP of DICE works because people, and this is one of these words that the left has corrupted it and destroyed it. And it pains me to say the word I'm about to say because it has been so corrupted and fucked up by the goddamn leftist. In ANCAP of DICE functions. People get along with each other and oh God, see, here's another word I can't use. Leftists are destroying the fucking language. Literally, Hitler destroying the language. In ANCAP of DICE, human beings coexist. I think I'm going to vomit. I just said that word. Because they know, understand, and respect. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Where other people come from. What other people's standards are. What their rules for behavior within their domains are. For example, so the first place I ever encountered this concept, I mean, you would think this would be common sense, and the fact that it isn't is terrifying. The first place I recall ever seeing this concept articulated was, of all places, in the Satanic Bible, which one of these days I want to go back and talk about some more, even though I've talked about it in the past, because I think there is a lot of great value in the Satanic Bible from a philosophical point of view. And what, God, who was it? No, it was TJ. It had to be TJ. Because that's the only podcast I've listened to lately. I've just listened straight through to 21 episodes of TJ Martinell without listening to any other podcast. Somewhere, I'm trying to remember what the context was. He was talking about how something was... something was flawed in a way because it was... I'm trying to remember how he put it and I can't, so I'm having to paraphrase, if I can talk, greatly. But he said there was something that was flawed because that something was created as a negative of something else. And just here's where I'm going with that. That is, the Satanic Bible by Anton Sansdor-Levay has a lot of good value in it. Its biggest failing is that he wrote that as a direct opposition to Christianity. And because he was trying to create a direct opposition to Christianity, that introduces flaws into it. Because there's places where Christianity says, you know, X, Y, or Z. And because he's trying to directly contradict Christianity, he has to say negative X, negative Y, negative Z, as opposed to just starting a philosophy from ground and building up in a way that makes sense. But one of the things that comes up in the Satanic Bible is that when you are in another person's home, when you're on another person's property, when you're within another person's domain, you respect their rules. Once again, the fact that we have to say this is terrifying because it tells you where our society is at. When you go to somebody else's house, you abide by their rules. When somebody comes to your house, they abide by your rules. Now, great one. What does it have to do with Twitter? Well, hold on. I'm getting there. After I take a drink of water. So Cappy starts this conversation with TJ Martinell and myself. You know, lighthearted, poking fun at me, which totally cool. I mean, God knows if I had a fucking... for all the shit that I talk, if my ego was really as big as I make it sound like it is, I'd be in deep shit. And this individual jumps in, and I have nothing against this person, like I said, I have exchange, but he jumps in with a nigger comment. And this is my public service announcement to everybody on social media. And this is why social media sucks. Here's the deal, guys. Well, great one. You say nigger on your podcast sometimes. Yes, I do. Sometimes I grab my dick and I jack off. I know we're supposed to pretend that nobody masturbates, but sometimes I masturbate. I don't do it in public. I don't do it at work. I don't do it at the grocery store. I don't do it in my neighbor's lawn. Okay, there's a time and a place for everything. Furthermore, if I see some people talking to each other, I don't just walk up in the middle of their conversation and throw out nigger. Now, if I were having a conversation on Twitter with another Twitter user who is racist like I am and uses the word nigger, okay, if you came into that conversation uninvited, that doesn't necessarily mean you can't jump in. I'm not saying you can't get into any conversation you're not invited to, okay? And what I'm saying, what all this is driving at is that you have to use a little bit of goddamn fucking common sense, some tact, some situational awareness. If I was having a conversation with somebody on Twitter who also sometimes uses the word nigger, and you came into that conversation and used the word nigger, that might be okay. especially if it was relevant to the conversation we're having. But here's the problem. The comment of, what does the great one think about niggers and their offspring, or whatever it was, I've already closed the window so the computer doesn't crash, has nothing to do with what was being discussed. Furthermore, while the great one will say the word nigger, Cappy and TJ do not roll that way. Okay, that's not their domain. Those are not their standards. That's not how you behave in their houses. When I'm on Cappy, or when Cappy and I do a podcast together that I know is going to go out on his stream as well as mine, I don't talk about nigger and kike and spick. And I usually consciously make an effort to tone down the bad language. Okay? Because it's a shared podcast. We're in Cappy's house. I have to respect Cappy's rules. Cappy respects my rules. Cappy doesn't... Oh, wait. I don't actually have any rules on my podcast because I just scream at the microphone. But let's say I had some rules on my podcast. Let's say I had some limits. Cappy would respect them. So we're having this conversation on Twitter, and I'm having it with Cappy and TJ. And because I'm having a conversation with Cappy and TJ, their rules apply in this conversation. And this is how Ancapidice works without the government telling everybody the difference between right and wrong. Okay? When you're interacting with another person and you know what their standards of conduct are, you know what their boundaries and limits, whatever the fuck you want to call them, okay? What you can call it whatever you want, right? If you know that Cappy thinks Jennifer Aniston is hot, well, actually, she's not as hot as Ingrid Bergman, but, you know, still, you know your limits. The point is, here's the fucking point. Don't come into somebody's fucking Twitter conversation, bust in with a completely off-topic thing, screaming about nigger. Guys, you've got to chill the fuck out. I don't know, maybe he was drunk, maybe he was having a bad day. You know, I don't know what inspired him to throw this comment into the Twitter stream. So I don't talk bad about his mom or anything like that, not trying to insult the man personally. I'm saying, before you fucking tweet it, or Facebook it, or whatever, look at the goddamn context, look who's involved, look what you're saying, and behave accordingly. Okay? When I have to say unto people, hey, don't be shouting out the word nigger, okay, you know something's wrong. When I am having to explain this to people, you know we fucked up, okay? Somebody has fucked the fuck up. Let's behave better in the future, my friends, okay? So again, if you're interacting with me exclusively, you can say whatever the hell you want, man. I am not gonna fucking player hate. I mean, may disagree with you, yada, yada, bullshit, bullshit, yada, yada. Okay, you can say whatever you want if it's just me. But TJ, Cappy, you know, other normal people, non-racist people. Cappy the other day said that I'm genuinely racist as opposed to the ungenuine racist. Sorry. So yeah, just chill, guys. Chill on the fucking nigger. All right? That's all I'm saying. When other people are involved. All right, I've beat that fucking dead horse into the ground. Let's move on. Because speaking of TJ Martineau and the 21 episodes I just binged, listen to his James Bond series is really good. I think he's absolutely right on most of what he said, including the worst James Bond movie. If I remember correctly, he said that, in his opinion, the very worst one was, I don't even remember the name of it, the one that had Mayday in it. And everyone will say, well, great one, you're just saying this because she's black and you're a racist. This is why I'm over being called a racist. Grace Jones is her name. And yeah, that was just not a very good movie. He also, I agree with his assessment of Timothy Dalton. A lot of people did not like Timothy Dalton. I remember that. Remember him not being a popular James Bond. But I liked him a lot because he did. He was more of the like genuine, cold-blooded killer. So anyhow, if you're a Bond fan or if you're not a Bond fan, you should go listen to that series. It made me want to, as jotting down notes, I'm like, ah, okay, these are the Bond movies. Maybe I should watch again because TJ is saying they're really good. And then, well, anyway, moving on. Another thing he talked about that he mentioned sort of in passing was talking about why he didn't like Harry Potter. And now I've never read Harry Potter books and I've never seen any of the movies. TJ said he'd seen the movies. But I've seen clips from the movies. And he made a really good observation that now, as I think back upon it, just based on the clips that I've seen, is right. TJ's observation was that speaking of nigger, hang on, let me do that also. One of his observations was that the adults in Harry Potter don't act like adults. They act like children. And so nobody in the series is emotionally mature. And I thought about it, and I thought about the clips I've seen. I'm like, yeah, the adults in the Harry Potter movies, they're basically like kids. And I suppose you could say it's a movie, and I don't know anything about the books, obviously. I guess you could say it's a movie for kids in the sense that everybody in the movie acts like a kid. And if, I don't watch children's movies, but if the way children's movies are created nowadays is such that all of the characters, including the adults, actually behave like children, I mean, maybe this helps explain why children, and by children I mean people, I mean you, but you're 26 years old, you're still considered a child in today's society. Maybe this is why 26-year-old children are still children. I mean, they certainly don't have any mature, responsible adult role models in the house with their single mother. And they're not seeing any kind of responsible, mature adult role models in the movies that they watch because all they're watching is Disney and children's movies. Another observation TJ made is that there's two factions or whatever in the movies, right? So there's the good magicians and there's the bad magicians, or something like that. And TJ was pointing out that the bad magicians call normal people muggles, and the good magicians call normal people muggles. Well, the bad magicians apparently don't like normal people, but the good magicians do like normal people. But both of them call them muggles. And TJ was pointing out that this isn't something that happens in the real world, right? If you have two groups of people who look upon the same, say, third group of people, and they view that third group of people differently, they will have different names for them. For example, evil, racist, hate-filled Southerners. Remember when the South left the United States and then you killed us and made us come back because we were so racist? You know, evil, hate-filled Southerners like me, we call black people niggers. But enlightened, tolerant social justice warriors who want to coexist within an environment of diversity, they call black people persons of color. Actually, it would be more accurate. Sorry about the nigger thing, but the guy on Twitter just has beat that into my brain because it did. It really fucking bugged me. Like, dude, will you chill? Where does this come from? Once again, how do you think you just jump into somebody else's conversation that's lighthearted, talking about dogs and cats and movies and Ingrid Bergman? How do you jump into that with nigger? Once again, maybe he was drunk. I've been on the internet drunk. Maybe he was having a bad day. You know, maybe his girlfriend dumped him. He was really pissed off. I don't know. I'm just saying, guys. Fucking realize. Anyhow, leftists call black people persons of color. Racists like me call them colored people. See, because those are totally different. But TJ's right. Both groups of people would probably not refer to non-magical humans as muggles. It's not earth-shattering information. I just thought it was very interesting because it's very true. Once again, name a situation that mirrors that in real life. Hang on one second. I got to look at something. What is this? Oh, God. Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. Great one. Are you looking at email? Yes, I am. All right. I am a bad podcaster. I got distracted. All right. One more observation from TJ Martinell before we move on and talk about Weyland Yutani and stupid people and yoga pants. TJ was talking about Infinity Wars. He made a very good point about Daddy Bad Guy. TJ's point was that Daddy Bad Guy in this movie is trying to present himself as this person who's making this great sacrifice to save, you know, whatever, I don't know, the galaxy at least, the entire cosmos, I don't know, those are different things, so one's bigger than the other, that's what she said. But his point was, Daddy Bad Guy was setting himself up as, oh, I'm making this great sacrifice to save people, but Daddy Bad Guy wasn't actually willing to sacrifice himself. Unlike, for example, Tony Stark, who at the one point, there's whatever, the I don't, TJ talked about this, I don't even remember this from the movie, maybe it's a previous movie, whatever, there's like a nuclear bomb or something, nuclear missile, and Iron Man catches it and takes it back to the portal where the invading army is to blow up, and yeah, you know, the point is, Tony Stark is willing to sacrifice his own life to save other people. Tony Stark is willing to put his own existence on the line. And that's why Tony Stark is a hero. And I agree. Daddy Bad Guy, oh, he's willing to kill all these other people to make the universe a better place, but he's not willing to die himself. And it just reminded me, and this is not a bad thing. This is not, for example, like jumping into somebody else's conversation and screaming nigger. This is not a bad thing. It's just really nice, as always, when I hear other people saying the same shit that I've been saying for years. Two examples. The great one, for how long has the great one been telling you that we could solve homelessness in a week? If everybody who claims they care about homeless people, and I know quite a few of them, took a homeless person home with them, there'd be no more homeless. But of course, see, everybody wants to solve homelessness, much like Daddy Bad Guy wants to solve overpopulation. But they don't want to make any personal sacrifice. They don't want to give up any space in their own home. They don't want to let this nasty homeless person take a shower in their bathroom. They don't want to take any of their money and buy food and feed the homeless person. They want other people to make that sacrifice. Just like Daddy Bad Guy. Well, we need to reduce the population of the planet. I'm not gonna reduce my population. No, I'm going to kill other people. Other people are going to sacrifice, but not me. Speaking of overpopulation, the Great One's been explaining this to you for years. If everybody who believes And it's like global warming. None of you, here's another one. I believe in global warming. Oh, do you use electricity? Are you exhaling? Do you buy a new Apple device every time a new iPhone comes out? Oh my God, I am watching this. All right, we'll come back to this. Where are we at? Overpopulation. Let me make a note. We'll come back to this. I am watching a movie. My mother sent this to me in the latest care package. It's called Geostorm. Guy, if you want to experience pain, I'm only, I don't know, what, 20 minutes into this thing. It is every fucking cliche in the world. So global warming is happening and we're all going to die. But then there's this one scientist who comes forth and he leads an international team. And they build this network of satellites over the planet Earth that it can control the weather. And it's all operated from the International Space Station by an international group of people. And then... And then, of course, you know, he's badass and he's talking shit to the senator and yada, yada, yada. And there's this great part. They're in Afghanistan and they're driving, the military, UN, United Nations, is driving through Afghanistan in their Humvees, which are way too close to each other for a combat zone, though maybe it's not supposed to be a combat zone. I don't know. And they find this village where everything is frozen and like everybody is frozen, like they were flash frozen. And I'm going, look, I don't give a flying shit if you have a satellite that controls the weather. There's no way in hell you can create cold conditions in the desert of Afghanistan so cold so quickly that people actually freeze in place. And then I'm wondering, okay, so global warming is destroying the world in this movie, right? So we have to build these satellites to combat global warming. Well, how much fossil fuel was consumed in the process of building all these satellites and launching them into orbit? How much did that contribute to global warming? Anyhow, it's terrible. It is absolutely, it's one of those movies, it's so fucking bad that watching it is actually fun. This might be a good movie to watch and get drunk. Now, you're saying, great one. Is it worse? Is this a worse movie than, what's this, Infinity Wars or Alien Covenant? No, it isn't. I'm going to tell you why, because here's the thing. Alien Covenant, directed by Ridley Scott, a man who at one time had talent, although not according to Aaron Clary, because Aaron doesn't understand that Alien is the greatest movie ever made. Maybe except for Casablanca. And I think Clary's not a fan of Blade Runner either, which tells it. Yeah, I've given up on taking Aaron's movie reviews. TJ, I'll go with. Aaron, no. Man clearly knows nothing about movies. Ridley Scott directed Alien, right? It had potential for greatness. Potential was there. Infinity Wars. It had potential for greatness. There was potential. I mean, dude, you got Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. You got Doctor Strange. I like Doctor Strange. Didn't know the Guardians of the Galaxy were going to be in there. I'm serious. Those six characters were so boring and uninteresting and stereotypical and just ridiculous. I'm not even really sure exactly what it was about them that bugged me so much. But it's like they were just this sort of dumbed down pop culture icon somethings. I don't know. They aggravated the shit out of me. Okay, but Infinity War had the potential for greatness. And that's why when those movies fail, that's why they're so fucking bad. That and the little CGI alien going, YMCA. Geostorm, on the other hand, never had the slightest potential for greatness. There is no redeeming value here. None. And therefore, while it is bad, it is not bad in the same way and in the same class as Infinity War. Why can I not remember the name of this movie? Infinity War and Alien Covenant. All right. Overpopulation. This is my other favorite. We got all these people. This is not in the movie. This is in real life. Oh, the world is overpopulated. Oh. Do you have children? Well, yes, I have two of them. Oh! At one point, I took a college class, plant biology. I had a teacher. Most classes have a teacher. He's a really good teacher. I loved his class. I've talked about him before on the podcast long, long ago. He was a vegetarian, and he hated Republicans. And the only thing... He was not a vegetarian. I'm so fucking confused. He taught plant biology. He hated Republicans. And he told us this. This was back in the day. And see, this is the thing. This was years ago. When your teacher could just come out and tell you, I hate Republicans, and it really wasn't a big deal because they were being honest about it. And the fact that he hated Republicans, I mean, once in a while it would come up, but within the context of plant biology, he never brought up politics. Right, because I mean, obviously it's like any class with a teacher and students and you're all in the room. Sometimes you veer off topic, whatever, and we might have gone on to politics and he might have said something, but we all knew, again, and it had nothing to do with the class. Okay, the only thing he hated more than Republicans was vegetarians, because vegetarians thought that it was okay to eat plants, but somehow wrong to eat animals. And he's like, no, plants and animals are both alive, and if it's wrong to eat one, it's wrong to eat the other one. So he hated vegetarians, which was wonderful. Anyhow, he espoused in class that the world was overpopulated. Now, I remember someone in the class asked him, do you have any children? He said, yeah, I have two. And it's like, there it is. You see, just like Daddy Bad Guy, you want to, quote unquote, solve overpopulation, but you're not willing to make the sacrifice yourself. Sacrifice number one would, of course, not be reproducing. Sacrifice number two would, of course, be killing yourself. If everybody who genuinely believes that the world is overpopulated and that we have to save the world for the children, right? We got to do it for the children. If all these people really believed this, if they weren't just saying it in order to virtue signal, they would kill themselves. Overpopulation would be solved. But no, see, they don't want to make the sacrifice. What they want is, and remember, I'm the one who's racist, these white people from North America who believe the world is overpopulated, they don't want to stop breeding. They want to stop black people in Africa from breeding. That's where we have to control the population, over there on the African continent, where all those darkies are at. I'm sorry, those colored people. People of color. We got to stop those people of color on the African continent from breeding. Because the great one is clearly racist. That's baffled me for years. It has baffled me how white people from North America who have children think you solve overpopulation by sending condoms and birth control to the African continent. And then call themselves not racist in the process. Speaking of things that baffle me, there are stupid people. Speaking of Aaron Clary, he wrote a post. I thought you were going to say, oh, are you going to say Cappy's stupid? No, 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 no. No, of course not. I mean, okay, he doesn't have any taste in movies or girls, but Cappy wrote a post a few days ago. Very long. It'll actually be in linkage tomorrow. About stupid people. I finally got to read the entire thing this morning. And I mean, there's nothing in there you can disagree with. He calls it all exactly like it is. Cappy points out how much time stupid people waste, how much stupid people drag the rest of us down. And thus, let's spend the rest of this podcast talking about stupid people, because this may be hard for you to believe, but I have a little bit of experience dealing with stupid people. The great one is going to buy a truck, pick 'em up truck. It's a used pickup. Gonna just write a check and be done, not taking out a loan. It's a used truck. And so the great one has to get insurance. So the great one has insurance already with the organization. So the great one says, all right, I'll just shoot an email to these people, ask them to quote me some insurance. Because I did this a couple of years ago when I considered buying a used pickup a few years ago, ended up not buying it. But I had my, what do you call it, insurance agent? And he had a penis. He was a man. And I sent him an email. I said, hey, I'm thinking about buying a truck. Can you give me a quote on some insurance? He wrote back. He said, yeah, I need your driver's license, your VIN, the pickup. Great. Shot those back to him. He shot me back an email. Bam, here you go. Like, fantastic. So I'm thinking, oh, I can do the same thing. Naively, stupidly, I thought this would be easy. So I shoot off an email to him. I said, hey, looking at buying a truck again. Here's my driver's license number. Here's the VIN. Shoot me a quote. Bounces back. He doesn't work there anymore. So I'm like, fuck. So I had to go through this. I send the same message to the generic email for the insurance agency. Get an email back from a woman. Well, I need you to call me. Why do I need to call you? What are we going to talk about on the phone? Why can you not send me a fucking email? Like, you know, normal people. Why do old people always have to talk on the fucking phone? Why do you have to demand my attention right now, right this minute? Send me a fucking email with the goddamn price. All it needs to be is $500 for 6 months. Whatever. I just need a fucking quote. Why do I have to fucking talk to you? Oh, that's right. Because you want attention. Because you're old. Because you have making these demands on my time because I don't have anything to do. Just standing around here doing not a fucking thing. I hate people who can't fucking use email. If it's really important, really urgent, phone call, sure. God damn, I hate people who can't use email. Stop fucking calling me. And she didn't call me because whatever phone number they had on, she read off, yeah, I tried calling your phone number and it didn't work. And I said, okay, well, what's the phone number you have? And she told me, and I have no idea what that even is. All right, so now we get in. She goes through, well, you got this and you got that, and she's talking, and I'm just like, okay, my finite life is ticking away. I understand that auto insurance is insurance on an automobile, right? I don't need you to explain. I understand there's liability, and you fucking give me a number. So she finally gives me a fucking, I'm like, okay. She says, now, and this is with the paperless discount. And I'm like, oh, so if I want paper involved, it costs more. She says, well, yeah, it actually costs a lot more. The paperless discount is really good. And it's really easy to do it paperless. Now, If you've been here a while, you know there is nothing more that Great One fucking hates. All right, maybe a couple of things more. There are a handful of things the Great One hates more than electronic billing. It's so easy to pay your bills on the internet. Right, you know, because you gotta have an internet connection and you gotta have a browser that doesn't have any kind of privacy. Oh my God. So TJ was talking about on the Mountain Pass podcast. He was talking about trying to order something from Amazon.com using a browser with a VPN and all, and just the hurdles because nothing works. Oh my God, I don't go as far as TJ with the VPN and stuff, but I understand because I use Firefox. I have a couple of different browsers. I have Firefox, I have Firefox Developer, and then I have Opera installed on my Windows computer. And then over on my Linux, I have Firefox and Opera. Oh, and on Windows, I also have Brave. And so Firefox is the one that I have the most locked down. By the way, Opera, it's an internet browser. Opera has built-in VPN. So if you ever want VPN, but you don't want to pay for it, and I haven't done testing to determine if the VPN is as good as something else and flawless and all this other shit. I don't know. I'm just saying Opera has built-in VPN. Sometimes I use that if I need VPN. But my Firefox is the most locked down. I have the ad blockers. I have the no script where it can't run scripts. I have the thing that blocks all the third-party sites and all this other shit. So I go to many websites with Firefox and they will not even work because there's so much shit that they're trying to run. So much spyware, so many scripts, all this other stuff. And so in order to pay bills on the internet, I use Firefox Developer where I don't have any blocking software because otherwise you can't fucking do anything. So yeah, paying bills online, it's so easy. Like you go to pay your bill and then you look at the scripts that are accessing your browser. It's like, why is Facebook here? What does Facebook have to do with me paying my credit card bill? Why is Facebook involved in this? You got all these scripts and shit. And another one, and then you got to log in. Oh my God, I'm so fucking sick. I am so fucking sick of having to log in to shit. When you have a username and your password, oh, your password is expired. You need to check. You need to fucking be killed. That's what you need. I'm sick of fucking usernames. I'm sick of motherfucking passwords. Then you have to link, you know, your bank account to the fucking credit card. So what's to stop the credit card company from just taking money out? That's another thing the Great One never, oh no, this automatic payment shit? Oh hell no. I am not giving you permission to just fucking take money out of my bank account anytime you fucking want to. I will kill a motherfucker. No. I still pay most of my bills by writing a fucking check. But it's so hard. It's so complicated. Yes, writing a check, signing it, putting in an envelope, putting a stamp on it, and throwing it in the mailbox. That's so complicated. But turning on the computer, opening the web browser, going to the page for, say, example, American Express, hitting the login button, typing in a username, typing in your password, logging in, going to pay my bill, selecting how much you want to pay, selecting which bank account you want to pay it with, selecting what day you want to pay it on, hitting the little thing that says I agree to the terms of agreement, which I have no clue what those terms are. I could be agreeing to anything. And then hitting yes, that's so fucking easy. So the bitch who needs to talk to me on the telephone to give me a fucking quote for auto insurance says, oh yeah, it's really easy to go paperless. I'm like, okay. And then she begins explaining how it works. And she's like, well, we the thing and we send it to you and then there's an electronic signature and you go, and I don't even know what she said because she talked for 20 to 30 seconds. And I completely tuned it out after about the first 5 words. And when she was done, I very sarcastically said, yes, that sounds very easy. And she didn't get the sarcasm, or she just didn't care. Can you, write down a fuck, can you give me a goddamn auto insurance policy? Can you print it on a piece of paper? Can you fucking put, you put the paper in front of me, I will sign my fucking name, I will give you a goddamn check. How is all of this emailing and electronic signature and shit, how is this easier? The fuck is wrong with you people? And I think it's just the fetishizing of technology. Right? If, well, we've got it on the internet now, it's easier. There's just this automatic assumption that if you do something electronically, that it is easier. It's not even questioned. Oh, it's on the internet, it's easier. No, it's not. Sometimes it is, sometimes it ain't. Okay? I hate to break this to you. Sometimes just going to Walmart, as much as I hate going to Walmart, and buying something is actually easier than ordering it on Amazon.com. I know, some of you just wet yourselves. So anyhow, that wasted part of my life, it pissed me off. I can't wait to see how this is going to work out. Because then she's like, well, do you want to start it now? I'm like, no, I haven't bought the truck yet. Oh, just let me know. So it's like, well, call me. She's like, call me when you buy the truck. I'm like, wait, why can I not send you an email? Can I send you a... I didn't ask her this because there's no point. But it's like, no, when I buy the truck, I'm going to send you an email. This is hilarious. So I'm supposed to believe that signing the paperwork electronically is easier than doing it in person, but at the same time, this woman, instead of me sending her an email on the internet, which I think would be easier than calling, she needs me to call her on the phone. I mean, she said, well, when you buy the truck, call me on the phone and let me know, and we'll get the stuff started. And I'm thinking, how about I just fucking email you? What is this call me, you fucking old people? And you're fucking calling. Great one. On one hand, you're saying you don't want to call people on the phone. On the other hand, you're saying you want to do paperwork. Yes, because I can do the paperwork when I want to. I have to call you right now. I could do paperwork at 2 o'clock in the morning. I could call you at 2 o'clock in the morning, but it won't do any good. We did not talk about yoga pants, but we'll do that next time. Because there's more stupidity. God, I had a whole nother fucking story of stupidity from Weyland Yutani to tell you. Don't worry, it'll be there when I get back. Oh, God willing.